Empire Notes are weekly commentaries filed by Rahul Mahajan, author of Full Spectrum Dominance and the New Crusade.
All Washington, and some of the surrounding suburbs, breathlessly awaits that rarest of events, a newly canonized saint attesting to his own miracles. The saint has the unlikely name of David Howell Petraeus, and he is indeed the rock on which George Bush is building his new church. By the Washington Post count, through the end of July, Bush had mentioned Petraeus by name at least 150 times. His dog Freedom and his cat Liberty must be getting jealous. Strangely, although all the bloviating heads agree that the real issues in Iraq are political, not military, no one is particularly excited about the report of Ambassador Ryan Crocker, an Arabist and longtime diplomat. Who then is this man Petraeus, and what is the significance of his testimony? From the popular press, one can glean three basic points. First, he's a fanatical fitness buff who regularly trounces his enlisted men in calisthenic feats. Second, that he's a very smart man with a PhD from Princeton. Third, that he was the main force behind the writing of the new updated Army Field Manual on Counterinsurgency. Tom Ricks's best-selling book, Fiasco, which is largely Iraq according to Petraeus, fills in some more background. In this counterinsurgency morality play, Petraeus, in charge of much of northern Iraq in the initial phase of the occupation, is the good son who enjoins his forces to treat the population respectfully, minimize house raids and indiscriminate artillery fire, and generally presides over peace. Ray Odierno, in charge of western Iraq, is the prodigal son who has his forces indiscriminately round up Iraqis, sometimes taking almost all the military-age men in an area and channeling them into Abu Ghraib with no clear idea about their eventual disposition, favors the smash-the-gate-in-the-middle-of-the-night approach to house raids, and writes approvingly of the utility of 155mm howitzers and counter-battery fire in counterinsurgency, and contributes seriously to the growth of the insurgency. At the time, apparently, many in the army, including Odierno, criticized Petraeus for his kid-gloves approach, which left far too many people intact, people who might then join the insurgency after the destruction of Fallujah brought the insurgency to Mosul. It's even possible that these criticisms were why he was pulled out of theater for a considerable time. Over the last couple of years, and especially since the beginning of the surge, as one would expect from a good biblical story, the good son and the prodigal son have been reunited to much rejoicing in the Republican Party, if not in heaven. Odierno is now Petraeus' second in command, and the new strategy is an interesting combination of their two approaches, stressing conventional counterinsurgency tactics, but adding in a sixfold increase in airstrikes, which, indiscriminate as they necessarily are anathema to the good counterinsurgent. Petraeus was also in charge of training the new Iraqi army, at which time he lost track of 190,000 guns and wrote a ridiculous happy talk op-ed in the Washington Post a month before Bush's re-election, which hailed the tangible progress being made with Iraqi security forces and said that momentum has gathered. Of course, Iraq in the fall of 2004 is paradise compared to what it is now. Perhaps he should have specified the direction of the momentum. As for Petraeus' dissertation, it is like that of most military men turned scholar, a stolid, earnest, and rather derivative treatise. He's no Andrew Bacevich, whose work is truly worth reading. Oddly, the subject of the dissertation is rarely mentioned. It's an analysis of the U.S. military's Vietnam syndrome, and a carefully understated argument that the lessons of Vietnam do not apply to all other situations, and that the U.S. military should not be afraid of getting into protracted warfare in the future, if the situation is right, and that it should not be quite such a drag on adventurous civilian administrations. Unfortunately for Petraeus, Iraq is not quite a vindication of his thesis. Despite relentless media hype, according to a Washington Post ABC News poll, only 39% of Americans surveyed believe that the Petraeus report would give an accurate picture, compared to 53% who believe it will be excessively rosy. While it's true that military men, unlike politicians, have a deeply internalized ethic of honesty, it's also true that only a few of them make it to the rank of general. Considering the performances we've seen over the past few years, it's clear what the main criterion is. Petraeus' dissertation, written a quarter century ago, is reasonably honest. Don't expect the same tomorrow. For Empire Notes, this is Rahul Mahajan.
Thank you. Empire Notes is online at www.empirenotes.org.